Number 25. Exercise 53. Listen to the text. Is there life in space? And do tasks B and C in the textbook.
Is there life in space? On a clear night, you can see many stars in the sky. Some of them can be seen with the naked eye. To see others, you require special equipment. A modern telescope can give you the advantage of seeing stars that are millions of miles away. Scientists want to know what the stars are like. Are they balls of fire? Do they have rocks or sands like our moon? Besides, there is another question they cannot answer. Are there living things on any of the stars? And if there are, do they have intellect? This question has always bothered people. But it was not possible to find the answer before now. Now scientists know more about space than ever before. Because now they have a variety of machines helping them to look for the answer. Unfortunately, people can't go to the stars and satisfy their desire for knowledge. The stars are much too far away. In case a person flew to the nearest star in a spaceship, it would take him hundreds of years. So, scientists are sending out radio signals and carefully recording all the information they get. The radio signals go through space at the speed of light. At that speed, it will take 25 years for radio signals to reach the nearest star. Scientists predict that living things in space must have machines to hear the signals. We will not get an answer to our signals for more than 50 years. But scientists are already listening. They think someone from space may be trying to send signals to us. And who knows, maybe in the near future, we will see the so-called extraterrestrial in flesh and blood, as the expression goes. Scientists also have sent large telescopes into space. The telescopes are looking out into space, supplying us with scientific information. And above all, they are looking for life in other worlds. The problem that can leave no one indifferent.